the devil's advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the devil's advocates Wednesday edition. Dominic, I got a good friend in the podcast right here with me in the Broadcast Bunker 2.0. He is Dr. Tim Slecker. He's the host of Busting Pencils right here.
Busted, man.
Oh, man.
ED, education, dude. Come on, man. It's only been on the show. It's been on the show for, what, 4 years now?
I blame my fifth grade teacher, okay. Mrs. Weather. She was terrible. That's why I got that wrong. Busted Pencils. Dr. Tim Slecker.
Hey.
You got a ruler, man? You want to crack me in the knuckles?
Nah, we don't do that anymore.
Give the man a dunce hat. Put him in the corner, Tim.
We do not want to scar you permanently for life.
Too
Mr.
late.
Crudy. It's already, the scars are already there in the
but
show.
But you do want to scar him, just not permanently. Yeah,
right,
okay.
Not permanently.
These are cabinet injuries.
just on the inside.
Speaking of cabinet injuries, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, tweet note, you know, a pass it on style tweet, critical race theory.
Yeah, he's the last I saw, he's an expert.
On damn near everything.
Well, it seems right now that to understand critical race theory, as long as you're a Republican who really has nothing to say that's smart, you have expertise, though, in critical race theory. So being dumb at just about everything gives you expertise in critical race theory explanation is the way I'm kind of looking at it. Dom, you know what I'm getting at, right?
I get you,
Tucker
man.
Carlson, okay, you know, out there last night again talking about crazy things. You were talking about Ron Johnson. He's made his comments. As far as I can locate with anybody who's made anti-critical race theory comments, not one of them has any type of credential or even some type of indication that they've read a postcard that deals with critical race theory.
But they saw Tucker talking about it, and he's really angry about it.
Well, and there it is. Tucker Carlson. We'll be introducing this bit, though, on Busted Pencils, just with a hypocritical race theory coming to you soon. But you know what, though? Think about this, because what is it, and I know this is the question people want to ask, what is it? Okay. I think it's better to say what it's not first.
What is it? What is it not?
I'm trying to ask the smart questions. Well, you got to start with what it's not. It's not teaching little white kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to hate themselves for being white. Okay. It's just not that. So if it's not that, then Tucker and Walker and Johnson and all them, they got nothing to talk about now, because what they're trying to talk about is critical race theory is being used in schools to take white kids and make them feel badly about being white, make them feel hurt inside, and possibly even allow for them to be marginalized, to become the victim in a new superiority in which they are the underling as the white race, and the other races now will supersede whiteism. All right. So that's not being taught anywhere to anybody. And I can tell you this because my other credentials were, I used to teach elementary school teachers what to teach in history and social studies class. We don't teach them to teach critical race theory, and we never teach them to make white kids feel bad about being white. So critical race theory is not teaching white kids to hate themselves. It's just not.
Yeah, but white kids have been getting ribbons just for showing up for so long. Does that mean no more ribbons, Tim?
Now, can we be critical of some of the things that the certain races have done over the course of history?
As long as you don't mean white people.
Well, I think we can be. it's tough. But, you know, no, so what it's not. What is it? I don't know if you want to go right there with what it is, but it actually is, it's very simply a theory put forth in the 70s by a legal scholar at Harvard, Derek Bell, that simply said that trying to understand certain issues might be that we're not going to look at an individual actor as a racist, but sometimes the possibility is that racism might be built already into the structures that are putting forth in the way we look at. So in Milwaukee, this is not even debatable. Why do people live where they live geographically?
Redlining.
Redlining. It's not controversial. It's an absolute fact. Redlining then therefore explains how race was used to segregate a group of people from other groups of people. Critical race theory then.
But let me point something out. I grew up in the state of Wisconsin. I feel like I'm a well-educated guy. I didn't know about the housing marches, you know, in part due to the redlining, led by Father Grappi and attended by our buddy Earl and talked about often by Earl. I didn't learn about that in school.
Right.
I didn't learn about the Tulsa, the deaths, the murders in Tulsa until I saw it on an HBO Marvel Comics themed show. And I had to go back and do a little Googling because they didn't teach me that in fourth grade.
Right. Right. Okay. So what you weren't taught is also not critical race theory. That's just really bad education. And so what people are freaking out about is the possibility that young Crudy in fourth grade might now be taught about the Tulsa raid, about the redlining marches, about those things. There's a fear of that being taught to you, Crudy.
But slow down. That was mostly done by white people, Tim.
Well, you know, it's part of this idea of, are we studying history or are we telling mythological stories that make us happy to be white?
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dr. Tim Slecker, our guest, joining us in studio. Tim, I appreciate you coming around, man. And I think that's what it comes down to, right? And I appreciate people, you know, how young is too young to realize that, you know, we are a flawed species, Tim, you know, yeah. And I think that is something that I can understand people's, you know, hesitation, right?
Right.
To some degree, you want to protect your kids from, you know, as much as you can. But at some point, at the same time, for their own protection, for their own knowledge, you know, the kids got to know the history. They have to know what actually goes on. And to think that, you know, we're being taught, or some people have been taught, that, well, you know, the slaves, they really didn't have it that bad. You know, it was all right. They had a,
just think of all the amount, you know, the skill set they were given for free.
You know,
you know,
and the whitewashing, not a pun, of the true horror of slavery, of having your will imposed upon another person, you know, like a king, like a god. I mean, something that we fought, we celebrated, you know, the Revolutionary War, getting away from Britain because of those kinds of things. And, you know, we bring slaves with us, the original sin. Mm-hmm. So, Tim, I'm not clear what the right answer is, but certainly these issues have to be taught. And I don't know to what degree and to how deep you dive in, you know, in the younger ages versus, you know, perhaps junior or senior year, and certainly into the college years. But, you know, we are a flawed species. We do have a history that is, in some regards, is great, and in some regards is absolutely terrible. And it's okay to understand that, you know, and as a white person in this world, I want to understand that as much as possible. Now, did I participate in that back then, Tim Wolf? No, of course not. I wasn't here. But do I have advantage because systems have been created under those circumstances? Well, yes, I believe that I do. And one other thing, and I'll let you go then, Tim. If we're now a post-racial, if it was Obama, well, what was it before? When did we become? It wasn't Plessy versus Ferguson. It wasn't Brown versus the Board of Education. It wasn't the Voting Rights Act. It wasn't Loving Virginia. When exactly do we get parity between, you know, blacks and whites in this country?
Well, and that's the question. I don't think there has been yet at this moment, especially if we take a look at. All right. First, I want to answer your question. How young? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll ask that by saying, at what point and then how young do we teach the concept of fairness? that. Or maybe teaches them about how humans and dinosaurs coexisted. You'll get your money. You'll be happy. And us in the public schools will be able to teach what's needed.
Tim, the concept of fairness, I think, you know, younger kids can certainly understand. Do you think privilege and equity and those kinds of terms that the kids of the same age can grasp that?
No, but and that's what I wasn't saying that you talk about privilege. But when we think about if fairness is something 4 and 5 year olds grapple with.
Yeah.
Then the idea is what they're grappling with then is a critical issue, and this is what we talk about when you hear this word. Hey, everybody's for critical thinking, right? Nobody gets upset about critical thinking unless that critical thinking is you're thinking critically about me, okay?
Right.
But think using fairness, so 4 and 5 year olds are absolutely equipped to develop critical thinking skills, and so we might not introduce the words privilege and things like that, but fairness. So we're already going to talk about, is this fair? Well, is it fair that certain people live in certain areas because of the way a certain group of people decided to draw maps that said, because you're black, you'll live inside these red lines, and because you're white, you'll live outside these red lines? That's the question we're asking, I think. And people, this isn't critical race theory. This is our past. This is the past that we are supposed to learn.
It's our recent past, Tim.
This is our recent past. And so think about it. You know I can hear the music coming up on a break, but, you know, so outlawing CRT, first of all, boogeyman, not an issue, because we're not teaching critical race theory. However, what we are being asked to outlaw, really frightening.
That's Dr. Tim Slecker. He's a good friend of ours. He's coming back. You're sticking around,
yeah,
Tim. Come back with us. We're talking critical race theory, maybe Act 10, in light of the fact we got another fine guest, Dan Kaufman, joining us later to talk about how Scott Walker sort of set the table for Trumpism. More Devil's Advocates. Happy hump day.
Well, history is written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history.
I wonder why they keep talking about Trump and Jackson, Jackson and Trump.
Here's that song again.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray, cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
President Biden's American Jobs Plan would invest in clean energy jobs, move the country towards clean power, and create millions of good-paying jobs for families like yours. It's the most progressive plan to create American jobs in decades. Members of Congress need to hear that this plan would help you and your family. Join MoveOn's fight to help working families. Text ACT to 668-366 to join MoveOn. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by MoveOn.org Civic Action.
Hi, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates inviting you to join us on Patreon.com. Patreon allows for our audience to access exclusive programming not available anywhere else and gives you the ability to directly support the greatest radio show ever. History's patrons have supported the works of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, and now with your support, the Devil's Advocates. So please go to Patreon.com and search the Devil's Advocates to pick your subscription. That's Patreon.com and the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
The tear gas changed the crowd's demeanor. There was an air of disbelief as people realized that the police whom they supported were firing on them. What are you doing? We support you, someone yelled. All of a sudden, pro-police people felt the police were attacking them, and they didn't know why. The pro-police crowd went from disbelief and confusion to anger.
The police instigated the crowd, right? The police were the oppressors here? So, Ron, Black Lives Matter?
I don't know, but I'm suspicious.
Listen to Devil's Advocates weekdays from 2 to 5 p.m.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Diversity and diversity.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dr. Tim Slecker, our guest, sticking around for another segment. Tim, thank you for doing so.
Not a problem.
In a related topic, I guess, here, Tim, conservative-leaning Fordham Institute gave Wisconsin schools an F, graded them an F for their teaching civics and United States history. What are your thoughts on that, sir?
Oh, man. Okay, so you're setting me up.
Just asking questions, man.
So I am not going to side with the Fordham Foundation. However, I think critically looking at what we're teaching in, quote, civics and social studies is something that we should really do. And if, say, somebody commissioned busted pencils to do an analysis, we might come up with maybe a similar rating, but it would probably be because we're actually not teaching truly what it means to be an engaged participatory citizen in a democracy. And so when the Fordham Foundation comes out and says, oh my God, you're failing, you can guarantee that what they're mad about is that there is probably maybe some teaching of civil rights, maybe a little bit of activism, and there's not a whole lot of bend down and worship the flag. Oh my God, I'm an American patriot. July 4th rocks, 1776. All is awesome and going forward. That's what they're upset about. So when Wisconsin fails from the Fordham, I don't think that is a necessary criticism. However, when I look at participation rates, particularly when you say over 50% of people somehow voted for Trump, we've got a massive failure in civics and social studies education, not just in Wisconsin, but in this country. It's a disaster. And so do we need critical race theory? Yes, we need critical race theory to help us inform what it is that systematic racism looks like, so that then teachers can distill that down into content and curriculum that can help explain and help people understand that to be a citizen requires knowledge, and that knowledge then requires you to have the ability to critically digest it and therefore form civic actions that might make you protest redlining. Oh my God.
Yeah, but Dr. Tim.
Okay.
Most of the Republicans I know either lack critical thought or probably
they fear critical thought.
They fear critical thought from the voters, from their constituents, right. But I find it far more likely they've studied the propagandist. I think that Republicans are great. I think this is a social wedge issue.
Oh,
people don't know what the hell critical race theory is. It wasn't people being taught anyways.
Yeah. People don't know. And here's the other, and we were talking about this during break. Okay, first of all, Democrats are absolutely horrible at defending teaching critical race or teaching great history and teaching things like that. So first of all, you know, horrible back. Tucker Carlson goes on every night, and yet for some reason, CNN, MSNBC have no ability to counter what is absolute idiocy. So that's a problem. But when you come back to when you were just saying, remind me again, hit me.
Well, Republicans lack critical thought. But I think they're being propagandists.
No, wait, I've actually made. So when you say Republican talking heads know exactly what they're talking about. The Republican voter, and I've talked about this and actually written a piece, January 6th is only possible when you believe and the mass amount of Americans were taught an American supremacy patriotic curriculum. Literally, there's no way that you can act like such an idiot unless you've been taught a really crappy, patriotic, crappy, scaled down, facts missing, America rocks story. And your job as an oppressed white person is to go out and throw tea or whatever it is, hang senators.
Hang Mike Pence.
I mean, there's no way. So going back to Dom's question, our civics and American history curriculum teaching in this country is a disaster. In fact, it's such a disaster, there is absolutely no way January 6th happens unless a large portion of America actually believes in American patriotic supremacy.
Now, Scott Walker here in the state of Wisconsin sort of
foreshadowed what was coming next. He jammed through something called Act 10. He attacked the public sector unions. He undermined the Democratic base, and he pitted people against their neighbors. He pitted people against their kids as teachers.
Yeah.
He made them out to be some sort of greedy public sector people led by union bosses, right?
Right.
And it's had a devastating effect. Tim, if you could speak to the field of education, you've talked about it often on your show, Busted Pencils, a teacher exodus.
Well, and this will just give more to it, because I've heard from more teachers, the continued assault on teachings, whether you want to put it at Act 10 or whether you want to put it in 1983 with Ronald Reagan's The Nation at Risk, which is, it can all the way back to that. But what Act 10 and Walker was absolutely this push. And so the fact is that what we're going to hear from principals coming up in this fall is I don't have enough teachers coming into the school year. We have a teacher shortage. No, teachers have had enough, especially after COVID. And now in Arizona, I might get fined $5,000 for teaching that Frederick Douglass delivered a July 4th address that was critical of the nation, that's going to get me a $5,000 fine. Who's going to go into teaching? That, though, Mike, is where, and I look at this and go, this is not just some kind of thing that happened. This is the plan. Get rid of professional educators who understand that their job is critical teaching and teaching for democracy. And you've got people then who will continue to sow the seeds of patriotic white supremacy nonstop.
And of course, he also undermined professional bureaucrats here in the state of Wisconsin, trained professionals who'd been doing their jobs essentially nonpartisan, right, for years and years and years.
You don't need credentials to, hey, if we don't need credentials for any type of professional credentials, then it's like, you know what? Let's do the extreme example, but I guess I want to be a surgeon. Let me try it out because I think I'm good at it. I've watched ER. I grew up in the 90s.
Did you ever play Operation?
I played Operation.
I was terrible at that.
And I think I've seen every episode of MASH. So I know how to talk and throw fragments into a bowl.
And drink and chase nurses.
The important thing is that you believe.
Always, belief is the matter, is what's always deep within everything we do.
Dr. Tim Slecker, I believe we got a break coming up, man. Thank you so much for coming in studio today. Our good friend, Dr. Tim Slecker, Busted Pencils. It airs Tuesday nights right here on Devil Radio. You can tune it in on the Devil Radio app, going off at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thanks for all you do, man.
No problem, man. Thank you, guys. Thanks, keep rocking, man.
Come back. Hour two, Devil's Advocates, next.
There's one thing I've learned in life, it's that learning things never taught me nothing, and books is the worst.
Thank you, Rush, for doing my thinking for me, because I lack the ability to think critically and independently.
Oh, thank God we live in this time. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.